Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. If you're confused about vitamins, you are not alone. When you walk down the drugstore supplement aisle and you're like, okay, I'm completely overwhelmed. There's too many options. I don't know what to take. I eat a whole foods diet. I don't know what to do. So luckily we have got Rami Block, MD, and Ariel Miller, Leviton, MD with us. They're going to help clear the confusion about vitamins in your health. Hello, gals. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's so nice to have you. Dr. Block, let's start with you. Okay, so do we need to take vitamins and minerals? And if so, what are the best types to take? Because I've heard there's more synthetic, there's ones based on whole foods, and it's very confusing.
So you're right. It absolutely is very confusing, and it's such an important question, and it's really been our mission to try to help clear this confusion. We started together because we both our physicians in internal medicine and endocrinology, and we were seeing patients every day who were asking that exact question, saying, what should I be taking? My friend told me to take this. The guy at Whole Foods told me to take that. And they were bags of things, but not really sure what they were taking and why. And so we started on this mission to figure that out, and what we realized is that everybody was not the same. We're all different. There isn't one right answer for all of us as far as what we should or shouldn't be taking. We eat differently, we have different lifestyles, we have different health issues and concerns for which different vitamins are important. So from that, we developed the idea of VU Vitamin, which is our online site, VUvitamin.com, where people go online and they take a survey which answers a lot of these questions about their diet, lifestyle, health issues, to then get a multivitamin that's personalized and tailored to their needs. Because there is a lot of good medical data to support the use of certain vitamins in certain situations. And our book, The Vitamin Solution, which just came out this week, talks a lot about individual vitamins and who they're right for, and it also addresses individual conditions where vitamin use may be appropriate. So it's not a one-size-all answer.
Yeah, that's what I like about it, because I have to be honest, I mentioned in a previous interview, if you look in my fridge, I've got probiotics, I take fish oil that has vitamin D, and I think that's about it, but I don't take any vitamins, and I'm thinking, should I? But then I eat a really good whole food diet, but I'm still wondering if I should be, so I definitely need to take that online assessment and see what I need. Now, Dr. Leviton, Dr. Block had just mentioned that, everybody's different. There's some certain situations where you would need. What are conditions that people do need to take their vitamins?
So going back to, your talking about your healthy diet, we're finding that people who are working really hard to be healthy and eating organic diets are actually sometimes having vitamin deficiencies. And these are from things like our whole foods are not as nutritious as they used to be because our soil is depleted of some of the essential vitamins and minerals. And we're also finding that, as we're doing a great job with skin cancer prevention and wearing a lot of sunscreen, that we're becoming vitamin D deficient. We're not eating a lot of red meat anymore. So we're noticing that a lot of people, and especially women who've had a lifetime of periods, are finding that they have iron deficiency. So there can often be a lot of vitamin deficiencies from trying to be your best and be the healthiest you can be.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing all those things you're doing. It just means you may need a little help.
That's awesome. That's why I need to do that assessment, because it'll really help you.
Absolutely. Another deficiency that we see a lot in people who eat very healthily is iodine, because iodine is something that's found in table salt. Our salt supply has actually been fortified with it to prevent iodine deficiency that causes hypothyroidism. However, when people are eating less table salt and more using things like sea salt or kosher salt or not salting their food at all, they're actually becoming iodine deficient. And it's really important that they get the proper amount of iodine in a daily supplement. Not too much, because too much can also hurt you. And some of the supplements out there are a little dangerous in how much iodine they have. But a proper iodine supplement is something that a lot of healthy eaters need.
Right, but I would be very cautious about taking too much iodine because some of the over-the-counter supplements actually have about more than 100% the daily recommended allowance, and that can actually cause a thyroid problem by taking too much iodine. So, you know, it's really about trying to achieve a balance of, you know, just enough for your individual body, but not too much where it could actually hurt you.
Well, you know, jumping into your book, I love in part two, Vitamins for Specific Ailments, chapter 9, Hormones Galore, Menopause, Sex Drive, and More. So I like to talk about women's health issues and you know, on the program in addition to men's health. But right now, I'd love to, what are some of the things, especially for perimenopause and menopause? Do you find some deficiencies at this time?
Sure. So one of the most important things to be thinking about at that stage in life are your bones, because this is when we start sort of falling into the osteoporosis range, and it's a very important issue that a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of. It's not something you feel, but it certainly can come back to hurt you later in life. So that's a time in life when we really want to make sure that everybody is getting an adequate amount of calcium. But again, as with other things, we want just the right amount and not too much. There's been some negative data about giving huge doses of calcium supplements. So what we're encouraging is that people get most of their calcium through their diet, and many people are, but they're not aware of it. And then in addition, the vitamin D that's necessary to help absorb that calcium is very important at that stage in life. There are also some other things that we find help people feel better in the perimenopausal period. We talk about a couple of different herbal treatments that can be useful for hot flashes in the book. Something called black cohosh has been shown to be useful with vitamin E. And then just general measures that people can take to improve their sleep can be very helpful around the time of menopause, since that sleep disruption is such a big feature in menopause. So certain vitamins like vitamin D, some of the B vitamins, and then magnesium can also be really helpful for regulating sleep. And that can, in turn, help people feel a lot better during what can be a very difficult time.
Oh, definitely. You know, we only have about a minute or so left. So I'd have to say my takeaway, I would think with people who eat the SAD diet, very aptly named, the standard American diet, that they are lacking. And even with what you had said about people like me who are eating clean and trying really hard because of the depletion of the soil, it sounds like that we should all be taking some sort of multivitamin and then doing the assessment to see exactly maybe what kind. Is that my following this correctly?
Absolutely. That's exactly why we started this. We were really just trying to help patients take something that's safe and give them what they need without giving them too much, and trying to make sure that they're USP or GMP certified, so that you know that what's in your vitamin is what it says on the bottle, nothing more, nothing less.
When we started foodvitamin.com, that was very much our mission, was to provide people with exactly what they need based on who they are and what their concerns are. And that's what our personalized multivitamins do. And then the vitamin solution, our book does help address that as well by giving people a lot of useful information about their health in general.
Well, gals, I'm so glad you came on the show. The website is vousvitamin.com. Again, vousvitamin.com. Get on there, check it out, get your assessment. I'm doing this today because I've been thinking, oh, I'm, you know, eating all this great food, I'm so healthy, and maybe I am, but I could use a little help. I think we all could. You could also follow them at Twitter at VousVitamin, B-O-U-S Vitamin, and I really hope you will check out their wonderful book, The Vitamin Solution. Be sure to keep listening to Radio MD, all the great shows. You can listen to Naturally Savvy anytime. Just go to Naturally Savvy on the site under Programs. You can also follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Keep listening. Check out if you need your vitamins or not, and stay well.